You're listening to the audio production of Fearless by Rebecca Minkoff, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by the author.
To all the girls with nothing but a dream, it's yours. Now go and get it. Letter to the reader. Let's face it, we all have fear, even me, the person who decided to call her first book Fearless. Throughout my life, fear has stopped me in my tracks, trying new things, taking a risk, leaving a job, breaking up, saying yes, saying no, standing up for myself, standing up for someone else, turning a corner but not knowing what's ahead. It's all scary. Sometimes I don't know which is more terrifying, being vulnerable and putting my ideas out into the world, being a boss and feeling responsible for so many people's livelihoods, or being a mom and feeling like my heart is living outside my body at all times, constantly attempting to jump off the highest piece of furniture in the room while ingesting a code red-worthy choking hazard. But fear isn't as bad as you think. It can actually be a good thing. We're human after all. We need fear to help us stay safe, avoid disaster, and make a run for it when we need to. Fear creates awareness. It wakes us up and keeps us moving. And here's the thing. Fear is not calling the shots. It's not in control. You are. You don't have to listen to it. You don't have to let it stop you. You don't have to let it stand in your way, especially not when it's preventing you from reaching your goals and achieving your dreams. It is possible to feel freaked out or out of your league or terrified or mortified or paralyzed or all of the above to do something, and then find a way and the courage to do it anyways. Fear can be overcome. You have the power to take action. Inside this book are the rules that I've laid down to help me see my fear, push it aside, and move forward. As a woman, designer, entrepreneur, mother, wife, and friend, I have seen fear rear its unattractive head in more ways than one. The upside of all this practice is that I've learned how to have fear and to still do what I have to do anyways, and I know you will too. Introduction. I never set out to be a rule breaker. It's just that the old rules really weren't working for me, so I had to go out and make my own. Had I followed the old rules, I assure you there would be a 0% chance that you would be reading this book right now. If I had taken the safe route and always done as I was told, when I was told, where I was told, I'm pretty sure I would be answering the phones at my father's office in Florida. Not that there is anything wrong with working for my dad or answering phones. It just wasn't what I was meant to do. I find it much more fun being a fashion designer and serial entrepreneur. 2 decades ago, I designed a shirt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?